I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today marks the second anniversary of the Sichuan earthquake in China. Nearly 69,000 people died, 18,000 still missing. WorldServe Ministries' Brian Rushton says 1,500 Chinese believers help with humanitarian and spiritual needs within days of the quake.
The first year, 15,000 people came to Jesus Christ. The second year, we've seen another 10,000 people come to Jesus Christ. But that's only because we had people on the ground who were willing to go alongside and bring resources, but sit and talk to the people and hear their story and then share them the hope of Christ.
430 churches have been planted. Next, Biblica celebrates a milestone in their ministry to Asia with two new translations in the Philippines. Biblica's Somporn Sirikolkarn says this replaces the current one.
The Tubano and the Tagalog is over two decades old, so this is a new contemporary translation, which is accurate, and we've been working for the last 18 years.
The new text is clearer, which means an easier-to-read Bible for nearly 100 million people. Help Biblica as they start another translation in the area. And the Luis Palau Association plans to bring an evangelistic festival to France for the very first time in May of 2011. In a historic display of Christian unity, 200 evangelical pastors recently gathered in Marseille to jumpstart preparations for the event. The festival will include extreme sports demonstrations, Christian music, community outreach, and open-air gospel presentations. Pray God will prepare the hearts of unbelievers, evangelists, and the French church for revival. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about the true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Jesus. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.